Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Last week, in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 28, we were taught that even with all of his sin, Saul is better off than the witch, because he is saved and in heaven, and she is not and in hell. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Chapter 15, although told the right way, he thought he knew better than the preacher, knew better than God's will. And people will unite and save an Agag and the best sheep that they might have more unity. But when it's in disobedience to the commands of God, that is not unity with God, that is unity with the devil. And that's why Psalm 66:18 says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Now, regardless of the situation, and regardless if the situation looks bad in your life, as it did for Saul in chapter 13, or if you can see opportunity as Saul did in chapter 15, if you compromise, it makes it a total failure in your trial. Yes, rebellion is as bad as a sin of witchcraft. Now here he is, consulting a witch. Leviticus chapter 20, verse 6 says, and the soul that turneth after such as have familiar spirits, and after wizards, to go a-whoring after them, I will even set my face against that soul, and will cut him off from among his people. Well, Saul goes after it. He goes after the one with a familiar spirit. And in 24 hours, he's cut off from his people. Now, I imagine Saul called that legalistic. I have liberty to do this. I'm the king, but not before God. David saw true liberty in the law. In Psalm 119, verse 45, and I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. You see, God's liberty and grace is the liberty from sin and sin's dominion. Not the freedom to live worldly and fleshly, freedom from its power over us. Unfortunately, many new evangelicals and these contemporary and emerging church and other such falseness is leading people to say, I've got liberty to do these things that satisfy my flesh. And that is going to cause your grandchildren to be in hell. They will never know true repentance. Now let me just say this in closing. Saul is better off than the witch because he's saved. For her, it's Revelation 20, verses 14 and 15. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Yes, that lake of fire is forever and ever. No ceasing to exist, no escape, forever and ever without hope. You may have strength to endure many of life's trials, and you may have strength in yourself, but as the rich man in Luke chapter 16, you'll say you're tormented in this flame, because hell is a literal fire, unlike some are trying to teach opposite of that today. The Bible says that I just like to agree with the Bible more than I like to agree with men. Revelation 14, 10, 11 tells us that they're tormented day and night forever and ever. Now, there's some preachers, if I mention their name, but I don't want to get you on the name, I want you to get you on the scripture, but there's some preachers that would say, well, hell's just being separated from God, and you'll never get a prayer answered again. And that is torment. But to a saved man, not to get prayer answered should be torment. I think we see a little bit of that with Saul. for an unsaved man, they didn't talk to God throughout their life, so why would it be torment for them not to be able to talk to God now? Now, they're tormented with fire, brimstone. They are tormented with the torments that only God can pour out. You see, that's why today is the accepted time for your salvation. Luke 13:3 and verse 5 make the same statement by Jesus Christ. Except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Acts 3:19 says, repent ye therefore, and be converted. Now that word repent is to turn from, is to change your mind. I don't want to live in sin. I want victory. I want sin cleansed from me. And only the blood of Jesus Christ can do that. I'm willing for Jesus to cleanse me of my sin, of its power, and its penalty, and its presence in eternity. And he will, because Jesus shed his precious blood for your sin. He paid your penalty in full. But conversion is just like the marriage altar. It's a commitment to Christ. A lot of people hate that word commitment. They think it's legalistic. No, it's not. It's not. You're coming to him in a love relationship. I don't call getting, when I married my wife, I loved her. I didn't call it legalistic. I couldn't wait to get married. I wanted to get married that day, not wait until the date we actually got married. I wanted to get married that day. I proposed to her. My friend, when a person comes to Jesus Christ, it's not legalistic to receive him as Lord and to receive him as Father, to receive him as the head, as the husband, and you have that position of submission. That's great grace on his part. You know, and just like a wedding ceremony, the man gives his vow first, and then the lady gives her vow. Christ has already given us his vow. But just like a marriage ceremony, they both have to do it. If the wife doesn't give it, then it's not a marriage. My friend, God's already promised you that if you'd come to him, he'd in no wise cast you out. But you've got to come to him. Won't you do that? You can do that right now, right where you are. The Bible lets us know that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That includes this preacher that's talking to you right now. For Jew, for all, for Andy Bloom, put your name in there, has sinned and come short of the glory of God. And we read in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Final, complete separation from God forever in the eternal lake of fire. But the gift, now, the wages, what we've earned, the gift we don't earn is given from the grace and mercy of God. The gift of God is eternal life, changed, raptured, and a body likened unto his glorious body, cleansed of sin. And when we get to heaven, that day of the rapture, cleansed from sin's presence. Yes, changed. And so, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and life, and no man comes unto the Father but by me. You're not going to go to heaven any other way but through Jesus Christ. Romans 5:8 says that God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, just like we are, Christ died for us. You don't get good enough for God to save you. You come as you are, and let him cleanse you, let him do the work. So in Romans 10:9, he says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou, isn't that great, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, not unto your righteousness, but unto the righteousness of Christ, our substitute. And with the mouth confession is made to salvation. Verse 13 of Romans 10, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, shall be saved. You believe that Jesus died for you, paid for every sin you ever have or ever will commit, that he was buried and rose from the dead, and you're willing for him to come into your life as your God, as your Savior, as your Lord, he'll save you. You say, I'm not sure I believe that. Well, then you don't believe God. You don't believe the Bible. Because that's what the Bible tells us. And yet, if you'll come to him, he'll save you, and he'll save you right now. Probably most of you, if not all of you, that are listening to me right now are not in church. You're not in a church building, should I say. you're not at a religious meeting. You may be in your car, you may be in your house, you may be somewhere else. But right now, right where you are, you can be saved. You can be forgiven. You can be cleansed of your sin and have the forgiveness of God and eternal life. He said if you'd call upon Him, believing from your heart, He'd save you. I'm going to form a prayer, and the prayer that I form would only be words if a person didn't mean it. But if you mean this, just like the words in a marriage ceremony, till death do us part, and God has eternal life, so that'll never part. He gives us eternal life. And so, friend, you come to Him, He saves you. So I'm going to form this prayer. If you mean this, He'll save you, because He says so. You may want to form a prayer something like this. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner, and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sin. I believe Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sin, and bodily rose up from the dead 3 days later. I right now call upon Christ to come into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my Savior, as my God. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, let me ask you to do a couple of things. First of all, what you've done is all that was necessary to be saved. But if you really meant this, then you need to follow up with the next things that God commands you to do as a new Christian. First of all, get baptized. You say, well, I got baptized as a youngster. No, the Bible lets us know that baptism takes place after our salvation. It's by immersion. Look in your telephone books or on the internet for Baptist Fundamental Independent in your area. Follow them up. Find out if they stick with this King James Bible. Find out if their music is traditional music. And then let them know the decision that you have made. And you want to know the next step. And I'm sure they'll want to help you. And then call us. Either call us or you can email us. You can write us a letter and let us know that you have made this decision. We have on our website that our announcer will give you here in a few moments the booklet, Building Blocks, which is a booklet that I wrote that tells you how to grow in your new Christian life. It tells you about selecting a church, the right church, the things that God has commanded you to do. It teaches you how to study the Bible to get more from it. It teaches you how you should pray, how to be a witness for the Lord. It talks about doctrine and the doctrine of future things. And that is yours absolutely free. All you have to do is download it. Or you say, I don't have access to a computer, write us, and we will send one to you. Well, I see that my time is up. I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send it your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.